نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable ulama, respected elders, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, tonight is the 24th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, our topic tonight, we will discuss three issues. What is really happening in Afghanistan? What is happening in Palestine? And for us in South Africa, Africa and the world, what should we be focusing on this year now? And what are our priorities in life? MashaAllah, our three youngsters read, I hope I get the names right, Hafiz Yunus, Hafiz Hamza and Hafiz Muhammad. Allah Jalla Ula reward their teachers. Allah Ta'ala, they made some mistakes also. Allah Ta'ala rectify it also, inshallah. And always when we read Quran, then big ulama make mistakes, remember that. So who are we? Ordinary mortals as well, we can all make mistakes. And remember, this is now a talk on its own. Tomorrow we will be in Hazelmere. That's why actually I'm here. There is a Khatmul Quran there, one of our youngsters. Became Hafiz by his mother. And we'll speak more of the Quran Sharif. But just to enlighten you, you must remember this, that our Honorable Ustad, by whom we studied Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he just passed away 3-4 years ago in Karachi, almost about 100 years old. So we find he became a Hafiz of the Noble Quran in 27 days. When he was in South Africa, one day we were alone. So I told him, Hazrat, Meri samajh se to balatar hai. That, Hazrat, it is something which I till today can't perceive and comprehend. How you manage to become Hafiz in 27 days? He said, wo Ramadan ka zamana tha. It was Ramadan Mubarak. Jawani ka zamana tha. I was very young, 16 years old or so. In that area there, near Jalalabad, there was no Hafiz. So the people were very, very concerned. And remember, they said that, who will perform Taraweeh? So Hazrat said, may namaz parao. But some, I will be the Imam. But some people knew he's not a Hafiz. No. So we must remember in a case like that. So the people said, chalo, Hazrat said. So he told me himself personally, main sehri se lekar iftar tak yaad karta tha. From suhoor time, right till iftar time, is to learn, read 20 rakats taraweeh alone, 27 night he made the khatmul Quran. In this day and this age, I'm not speaking of sahaba's time and tabi'in's time and all these things there. It's our own ustad. So the more we attach ourselves to Quran Sharif, Allah will elevate us. And the more we detach ourselves from the Quran, Allah will debase and relegate and humiliate us. And it's hadith all this. Go open Bukhari Sharif, you will find, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it to others. Today, I went to my teacher, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and I spent almost an hour there by him. And when Afzab came to Heidelberg, our hometown, switch off the cell phones, please, brothers. It's very irritating. So remember that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, that the best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. Our Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia from Durban came to our small little town in Dorpi, Heidelberg, Transvaal, that time now Gauteng. My parents, simple people, but Hafsa performed the khutbah, you know. Friday times, so my father, mother must have discussed. Everybody, they called Maulvi Sahib those days. Say, Maulvi Sahib, to go haru pare, you know. Hafsa reads very nice, Maulvi Sahib. So I know nothing, I'm a young little boy. And they went there to Ustad Ji and said, Ke poiro ne hafiz banawa, no make him hafiz. So even today he reminded me, he said that you were so hopeless, useless. Looking inside, you couldn't read Quran. But now to tell your parents was very difficult, that you know that no, I can't make him. So I said, chalo, send him. So they came back and my father told me, that Rahimahullah, they all passed away, Father, Mother, Allah, give Jannat al-Firdaus. They said, tomorrow, you must be ready, 4 o'clock, we're taking you for Hifz class. Let them know all the stories, yes and no, they give you once make you see 4 G's and 5 G's and all that. You know? So you must remember this thing, yeah. So, gee, and must take your Amma Supara, you know, and go. So, mashallah, so we started. So I couldn't read Quran looking inside. I want to show you when you have tawajjuh, if you have the company of pious people, so many things can happen in our life, you know. I suppose to speak on something else, but anyway, this is Muqaddama introduction. So what happened was, I still have it. I keep it with my Quran. Sometimes I just look at it, kiss it, you know. Brings back all the memories. So what happened was, Hafsa told me, because you're so hopeless and useless, so he sat there and said, now I'll read and you must read. So with a red pen, you see. And then he reads, Amma yatasa'alun. So Amma, he says, this is mad. This is hunna, sorry. This is Amma hunna. Yatasa'alun. This is mad. So you must learn the basic rules and read after me. So like that we carried on. And Amma Subhara took 4 months, just Amma, more than 4 months plus minus. And then Allah's mercy, Allah's help, then we started moving. Then we finished first also with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So you see, but how all this started, you know. I'm from Heidelberg, and remember my parents. I remember that they was very young, and they would go, you must remember, to Leslie. So Leslie is that side, Secunda, Bethal side. So there was a waliullah. There was a person, 100% inshallah waliullah. Nahnu nahsibu kadhalik. So remember that Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So he's from the Sadat, from the family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm a 5-year-old boy. Now they speak Gujarati, Urdu, I don't understand one word. So always my mother used to tell Hazrat Mamaji, Mamaji, why? When he came to South Africa, his wife, family, nobody was here. And he was in Stenerton in the town masjid. So if you pass Stenerton, even now, you will see the masjid is there and there's a boundary around it. So that time were 10 corrugated iron fences, you know. So my mother, my nanima passed away 27 nights. Very pious, alhamdulillah. So Allah, my first Maimon Hafiz in the history of South Africa is my Mamaji. Is Hafiz Umar. So remember that they should call him Umar Hafiz in Maimon. You know, you say, I Umar Hafiz, I, you see. In 42 to 44, he became Hafiz by Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, there, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu in Stenerton. So he, Hazrat Mamaji, took my Nanima as his sister, meaning she's to cook for him, so forth. So people ask, I can't, he say, I'm more Ben, like my sister. So that's why we grew up, we never addressed him with no other name, but just Mamaji. So 5-year-old boy, my parents said that now we're going lesty. I would just jump in. So only one thing I used to go for, and what was that? That my mother used to tell us that Maulana, Mamaji, I bowl, you know, mastanche, he's very naughty. No children, and I was very naughty, there's no question about that. In Mehman, we got a special word. Till today, the old people in my family to say, Tuketro Luchove. You know how naughty you were. And today you speak on the radio, you know. So anyway, Allah, so I'm showing you all what you need in life. So Mamaji would smile and say, come here. So when they take me, mother said, make dua, he become Hafiz. Mamaji said, we'll make dua for Hafiz and more than Hafiz. So he took me in his arms every time. And for that I used to go. That, mashallah, used to keep me there and I don't know, blow on me and read on me and all these type of things. So that is what you need. You need that battery. You need that powerhouse. You know, you got DC direct, it goes there. So you must remember this. So if ESCOM is off, then we also finish. So we need one spiritual ESCOM, you must remember. So that is one big problem today. We cut off ourselves from the spiritual ESCOM and so forth. So that is this. So mashallah, our Hafiz Yunus, he reads very well. Our Hafiz Hamza, Hafiz Muhammad, all read very well, mashallah. Allah reward all of you and class. I say, where are you studying? He say, in Talimuddin. So I was there in Talimuddin. I was in Spingo Beach today also with my sister, my brother-in-law and all of them. For my teacher, I went to Spingo Beach. So the point I'm making here is this. We must attach ourselves. See, next week, Saturday, Sunday is Rajab. So what's going to happen? So we're so near Ramadan. Ramadan is the beauty of Ramadan. Most of you, I think you'll hear in the morning or other times some programs of others. So we like to give these jutlas a little bit hard time, you see. So the jutlas, I like to give them one vaccine, like you say. So you must remember, so I tell you, hey Pope, when are you going to read the Bible for me in the original language and read by memory? So the answer came from the Vatican, there's no hope for the Pope. And then we tell them there, you understand, you, hey, you jutlas, you rabbi, chief rabbi, South Africa or Israel, when are you going to read the Torah for me? In the original language and by memory cover to cover. How can they read? They don't have a single copy. So I always tell them, you'll have so many different versions of the Torah and the Injil and the Gospel that even the virgins, you'll confuse them and blew their fuses also already. See, we got millions of people, young, old, mashallah, and men, women, majority non-Arabs, who have memorized by heart the Quran. When I completed the Quran Sharif with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatuhu. So we went to Miasfar. My father, mother, I finished in Shaban. So they said, get the Travi, you know. So I've said, no. Must go Miasfar. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi. He was like the big Mufti, grand Mufti of Transvaal. So we went to him. So father driving, Ustad, I'm at the back. So we went there. So he spoke something Gujarati or Urdu. I didn't understand. I say, I don't know what the old man is saying. See, this ship here doesn't know whether he's coming or going. He can't make it. Not Bali, nothing. To finish, end of the story. So now Ramadan starts. So Ustad Ji, Hafsab, tell me, Hafiz Dimalia, Hafizullah. See, Isha, you must read there in the last surf. Taraweeh starts, you must come in the first step, take out everybody's mistakes. I said, this is a best job, nobody can take out my mistake. So they just make start, I take out mistake. So they tell us, we don't even give time to breathe. I say, but Ustad told me I must do that, if I don't take out mistake, I'll get ID just now, you see. So they all learn properly, they know that I'll take out the mistake just now. So these are all our, all these youngsters who are reading, so I'm just thinking about all that. Allah reward all our teachers. Allah Jalla Allah grant them all Jannat al-Fir. Those who passed away, those who are alive, Allah grant Siha Afiyah. Let us start with topic number one, Afghanistan. A nation that does not learn history does not have a future. People who learn history will be inspired in the future. Our history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true scholars. You get different type of scholars, scholars for dollars, I don't speak about them. The true scholars who gave their life for deen, and the red, red blood of our martyrs and shuhada. They are the ones who wrote our history. Understand? Therefore, our Islamic history is very unique. So let's give you certain things of Afghanistan. What is Afghanistan's original name? Afghanistan's original name, you must remember, is Khurasan. And if you open Mishkat, you open other ahadith, kitabs, Mustad Ahmad, you will find the word Khurasan several times, you must remember that. So what happened is 270, 275 years ago, Ahmad Shah Abdali came and he changed the name of Khurasan and changed it into Afghanistan. There are ulama here, there are students here, mashallah. So go open Abu Dawood, you will find the word Kabul is mentioned in Abu Dawood. It's a pity that today we just fly through the kitabs. You know, if you ask the student today, you saw Kabul, they said, no. I said, what were you catching fish that time? So anyway, the word Kabul is mentioned. Now imagine in time of Nabi alayhi salam, Sahaba's time, that they came and they conquered. Nobody could conquer Afghanistan besides Sahaba radiallahu. The first person to conquer Afghanistan was during the reign of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu warda. And then that was quarter, half the portion. And then the second part of it was during the time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. The same Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you should make note of this. When Umar bin Khattab, Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu entered, there in Palestine, in Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, in the year 16 after Hijrah, Gregorian calendar 636, and then they had a peace treaty with Sophronius and so forth, the leader of the Christians, after 4 months siege. Then the Muslims are victorious, Misaq-e Umar is signed, and the peace treaty and what have you with the Christians and so forth. Now he's designating people, you go there, you go there. He, Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, appointed Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, we call him Amir Muawiyah. He always ruled the Ummah for almost 20 years, from the year 41 to 60. 60, 22nd Rajab, he passes away. So you must remember your history on these issues. So he became the Amir of Gaza. Remember that. Who? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Already in the time of Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. So let's go on. So we find that in time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, portions, you must remember, of Afghanistan were conquered. And if you study the history of Afghanistan, you will find one person's name features prominently. And that person's name is Abdurrahman bin Samura radiallahu anhu. So we must learn all these things here. Fast forward, in the early 60s, the British came. They were the first people now in the past century. So remember that came. Why? The land of Afghanistan is filled with minerals, you must remember. You know those white people, white hegemony, they're masters in stealing other people's minerals. See in Urdu, in Hindi. So you say, unhone loot liya. Unhone loot liya. The British came and they looted India, they looted these countries. It's an Urdu word, Hindi word, so it's such a famous word, it entered the English lexicon also. They were looting and plundering. You in Durban, you'll know this very well. You know what happened here in Durban. So therefore, that one person is a big politician. I like that one statement he makes. He says, all these museums they got there in London and Britain, yes, sab chor bazaar hai. You understand? All these museums are chor bazaar. They stole from here, and then they put in there. Unhone sab loot liya. So they did abundant looting, and then they put in their museum and so forth. If you need his lecture, Shashi Tharoor, you must listen to his lectures on this British and that. Excellent. Anyway, you must remember that's his business, but we must take benefit from everybody, remember that, when they speak the truth. So the point I'm making is that the British came, not once, not twice, thrice. All three times they were defeated, Then their prime minister of that time, Macmillan, said, that first law of politics you must learn, never ever invade Afghanistan. That's it. That. Next one, the Soviet Union Red Army came, 79. So what happened there? So they said that these Afghans, they don't even have shoes properly, they got chimples and all that. So we will finish them up in 1 week, 1 month. They stayed 10, 11 years. Remember, the whole Soviet Union disintegrated and they lost everything basically. Our Mujahideen gave them such a whooping thrashing that they will never ever forget the Russians. Now, when we went to Russia and so forth, alhamdulillah, we traveled a lot of many parts of the world. So I went to Moscow, went to St. Petersburg and all. So we sit with these people. They're like big, you know. I tell them, we let the politicians bilateral talks. I say, how come you guys lost this war? No, it's true. Say, three things happened. So that's why we lost the Russians. Say, what you mean three things happened? Say, you see, when this Mujahideen used to come, then they used to shout in chorus, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, loudly. We knew that these people, they're somebody special. We can't defeat them. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ. Allah says, we cast and we place awe, A-W-E, and fear in the hearts of the kuffar. Second one, brothers, they say, not one mujahid came and never had a big beard. When they came with his big, big beards and they're shouting Allahu Akbar, so we knew that these guys are too good for us. We can't beat them. Speaking of beard, you know the King of England in the 40s came to Kruger Park. He never saw a live king, a lion, you understand? So they gave him the best warden, the best guide, everything. So they took him from every side, you understand, of Kruger National Park, that time, now Kruger Park. So this side, whole day passed, no lion. So he was upset. Next day came, he said, okay, I'm extending my trip. You must show me a lion. They went everywhere, no lion. He said, I'm the King of England, you can't show me one lion. You tell me South Africa is full with lions and so. So he extended his trip. Now they're calling for him also to resign and abdicate. Oh, Charles and his chameleon, you know. So I must remember. You must keep abreast of what's going on in the world. So I call her chameleon. She's a big chameleon. So anyway, you must remember this. So third day. So he went around. No lion. Said, okay, I'm going now. So next day, the caption appeared in the newspaper. The King of the Jungle does not want to see the King of England. The King of the Jungle does not want to see the King of England. Ye bhi kudrat ka karishma. Allah Ta'ala's power. So we go there one shot in 1 hour. We see all so many animals, see lions and all. So these whiteys in Heidelberg under apartheid. I was in Newcastle, 81 January to 2001. Very nice, mashallah. Our principal is Qasim Shema, rahimahullah. So cut long story short. So when I used to go home, Heidelberg, my family is there till now. So they told me these white guys are troubling us. I say, why? They say that they say they want to know about this and I want to know what Hajj. I say, tell them we'll come tomorrow. You'll set it up. We go. Allah shukr that these two brothers who came with me, they passed away. Allah gave them Jannatul Firdaus, those both had a beard. So I gave a talk, white guys, you know, school, all whiteys, and a boys' school, you see. So we gave them a talk and what have you. And then I said, okay, Q&A, Jalakan and Engels Fra and Jalakan and Afrikaans Fra, because they speak Afrikaans in English. So whatever you want, you can ask. So the one guy asked the question, white guy, non-Muslim, he said that Hukam was Jala Almal Barfman. Why all of you all keep beard? Now these are non-Muslims, you can't quote Quran and Sunnah and Hadith, you to think out of your head, you know. So I said, my bro, you see, one day there was a newly wedded couple. And this newly wedded couple, Allah blessed them with a baby, you see. So now that baby there, nighttime felt very hungry. And the husband also was clean. Wife is also obviously clean, not natural. So what happened was, that the baby went to the father, you understand, by his chest. So the youngster say, as khanuk, ek verstaan alles now. I understood and everything, you see. So this, so you have to give them sometimes answers like that. Second answer I gave them, I asked them, where did the Kruger Park to Khan? That you went to the Kruger Park. That's why I remember the king story. I said, yes. So I said, you saw the king of the jungle. I said, yeah. I said, where is the leo, the king of the jungle? I said, the leo, the lion. So I said, that you saw what the big beard he got, the lion. The mane, you see, M-A-N-E. So take the mane out, he won't be the main guy. So leave it there, then he becomes the main guy. You see? So that is Mujahid. Third one, this Russian says, we saw creation coming down. And white in color, and white turban. They say white like, you know, material. So it's turban. They say we saw with our own eyes, so we knew we can never defeat these people. The question we have to ask ourselves, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of the various radio stations, how come Allah gave them victory? They gave them victory against the British. And the British were like considered the most powerful at that time. Against the Russians. Against the Americans and their coalition. 20 years they stayed there and they were defeated, humiliated. Trump said it was the worst defeat in the history of America. This is what they said themselves. So I must remember this. So the question we have to ask ourselves is how come Afghanistan produces such great mujahideen? This is what I believe. You believe, don't believe, your business only. For any person to reach heights of greatness, the mother, al-ummu al-madrasatul ula, the mother is the first madrasa. Why we are so mixed up today? Dysfunctional families. See our Muslims today, our youth, and you find every second, third guy in drugs, every second, third guy divorcing his wife, dysfunctional families. Some of our own youngsters are Hafiz, they don't know it's daytime or it's nighttime, totally intoxicated and so forth. Why? If you see, you just have to analyze every word in the Quran is a lesson for us. Chapter 17, verse 24. Rabbi rahamhuma. Ya Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents. Kama rabbayani. Kama rabbayani. As the both of them, father and mother, made my tarbiyah, my nurturing, my training, my coaching. Today, which parent does that? From their 3 years old, 4 years old, go school, go crash, go double zero school, and the, I don't even know all these things here. Go to double R school and that school. And they want to get rid of them. They don't want to bring them up. Because the father is too busy with his shop and golf. Allah alone knows what golf he's playing. So you must remember, and mother is too busy in the mall and meeting Paul and all these things. Yeah? I mean, let us be honest. We don't say in all cases, but majority cases. We have shirked our responsibility. And once the mother does that, you will never produce great, great people. You, the mother, you are the foundation of that family and that household. That's why your rank is so great also. Come back to Afghanistan. The world can say what they want to. We're not interested in the world. That lady doesn't know how to read English. She doesn't know how to write English. She never saw a school. She never saw a varsity. But what they did, every lady in that time, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, full parda and hijab they had. You won't find an Afghan lady without hijab and parda. Every male had one big, big beard. And every person was reading 5 daily salam. When a nation has these 3 things, that is, remember, we don't say the only sign, but one of the great signs of kamiyabi and success. Remember that. When the ladies preserve their haya, their shame and modesty and so forth. Today we can't even go to a nikah. My own family leave everybody else. They tell me, come perform nikah. I say, nikah, I'll perform after nikah, I meet you, I'm gone. Say, ciao. I say, I can't come. I say, okay, pote khabar, what's going to happen then? How the woman dress? Even the old man will get horny. I better drink some water now, you see. So you must remember this type of things. I can't say drink cold water, you know. So I told that Hafiz Yunus, this youngster of ours, that I call him always to read, mashallah. He reads very nice. So I told him, bhai, I'm old, I don't drink cold water, because old, I drink me cold water, you see. So the old Topa also, when he goes to weddings, he look, his eyes will pop out, you understand? And this type of thing. So how we can go? It's be-sharmi, especially now, in summer and all this kind of thing. When Quran says, وَلِبَاسُ تَقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. So seeing properly, our position, South Africa, Arab countries, in no sense only condemning the Arabs. We are burning. We put the best security system everywhere. But ghar ka chor, inside we got a big problem, so we must remember. So that is what's happening to the Ummah everywhere. I travel many places with Allah's help. So when you study Afghanistan, so that is what they did. Remember, they made their children. I didn't go to Afghanistan. Furthest I went was to Peshawar and near the border. When I went to Peshawar and that, because Karachi, we stayed there 7 years almost. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our Honorable Ustad Sheikh, when he was appointed as Ustad by Hazrat Allama Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri, so it was his first year, 74. And beginning 74, I went. And so it was his first year of teaching. And our first year, so we, his first batch, his first group, you must remember, of students and so forth. So from those days, 50 years now, we got ta'alluq with Hazrat Allah's Fadl, Allah's Mercy. So the point I'm making here is this. So when we went to Peshawar and that, you see small youngsters, 8 years old, 10 years old, they're standing and they got a Kalashnikov, you know, AK-47 like. That gun is taller than them and higher than them. Lighty is so little, the gun is better. Anybody make nonsense, just take the gun and shoot you. We'll first shoot, then we'll talk. That was their culture. You must remember that. They had that ghira. They had the self-esteem. They had the self-respect. No crime, no nothing there, you must remember this. Then all this poppy seeds and this and all that started. Today, what is Afghanistan? Today, Afghanistan, you must remember, has made deals with China and whatever and so forth. So you must remember the lithium, which the whole world wants. You use it in your cell phones, you use it in your computers, in your laptops and what. They got the most of it in Afghanistan. They found gold there. They found just now while I was coming, my brother Zamir brought me. So I like to look, you understand, what's the latest. Today the news is breaking. To give, he gives. So they, in Makkah, Mukarramah, they discovered huge amounts of gold in the Makkah region. One side they got oil, now they got oil, gold and so forth. But if you don't have deen, then all that will go away. Understand this. When you have deen, then Allah will preserve it. And you don't have deen, then it's not barakah, it's muhula. You see, you love your parrot, you love your fish in your house. So you feed it because you love it. But when we were in Heidelberg, our house in front, our shop in front, our house at the back. So I remember my father used to call me, he say, Fanghong. He speak not Afrikaans. He say, you must catch it. So a lot of these rats and mice running around. So we put that, nowadays you guys might be putting fancy gadgets. But those days, we put that mice trap. You understood? We put that little bit food there and it will come. And like how you guys do fishing and bait and all. So we put that food and then it just traps it there. So in the morning we pull it out. I say, I go to Khafang. You see, got you nicely. You see. So that is how Allah gives them, but then Allah punishes them also. You call it istidraj. You call it muhula, not barakah. So this is what happening. So Afghanistan is a magnificent history. Today, you must remember the Afghan economy is even stronger than that of Pakistan. Afghan, you must remember, their security is one of the best in the world. Go ask the ulama and people from South Africa. Many ulama jamaats are going there and they're making deals and what have you. And you will see the level of security. You won't find any crime, serious crime and so forth. South Africa, you know, 10 times you have to look behind and what's happening and all. So make dua for them. They have sacrificed so much, you understand? Their children, their mothers, their parents, and what and what. But alhamdulillah, they Palestine, Palestine. So remember all these nights and then I'm speaking of Palestine. Few issues I just want to highlight and take Gaza, Al-Mubarakah. So today in Gaza, if you go and ask the mashayikh, the old people who have survived, that what you did here so special? 90 days, you are still walking around and you're still taking on the jutlas and beating them on the ground. There must be something special. They must remember, for they use 60,000 tons. You must remember of this bomb and what and what. I don't understand how it works. So what was used in Afghanistan over 10 years, 5 years, they used it in the 3 months. You must remember. And still our people are standing. So this is, you see these youngsters, right? So our mashayikh of the Tabligh Jamaat and the Jamaat, they went to Palestine in those days. They met the elders there and said, you have to do something. So they asked, what must we do? So the work of Dawud and Tabligh is carrying on. If you've been to Palestine, occupied Palestine, between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, there's a place called Lud. And then Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will kill Dajjal, the Antichrist, and dispatch him to Jahannam. You go to Lud, you will find the markers there, everything. Tablighi markers. It's still functioning, it's still running. So you must know that they allow Tablighi. But Saudi Arabia, they don't allow Tablighi Jamaat. United Arab Emirates, they don't allow. A lot of those Arab countries, they don't allow. But Israel allows. You understood? They say these people, good people, they don't speak of jihad. No? They make 6 points. You understood? So this type of. They'll ask you also, give me Jamaat, you understand? 6 points. They say, sing the 6 points. So you say, go, it's all right. So like that sometimes they do. Then at the border they trouble you. So anyway, the point I'm making here is something special happened in Gaza. So what is the special thing that happened now in Gaza, the past 30 years? So you must remember that they said every household here in Gaza, 2 million plus people, every house must have a hafiz. Every house must have a hafiz. You go to any part of the world. If you go to Vietnam, if you go to Japan, I've been to all these places with Allah's help. Go to Iraq, go to Iran and see. They have certain places, even today, they will warn you, you must be very careful you go there. The after effects of the war and death are felt. Yeah, in Gaza, they're bombing them. The children are playing football, running around, these, that. And they're not bothered about all their drones and what have you. How can it happen that the children, some of them, they just survive like that? You believe, don't believe, your business. This is barakah of the Quran Sharif. Amen. More than 25,000 children became hafiz there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Remember, every house had a hafiz, 8 years old and younger, 9 years old and younger. And that is how they were surviving. Barakah of the noble Quran. They created such an environment. And when they had jalsa, you know how we have jalsa, hif jalsa, they would have 100, 500 youngsters graduating and so forth and so on. So that are great things. Ma yil Gaza. What is Gaza, brothers? Gaza, Allah speaks about it. You must remember Palestine. Quran speaks of it. So many places. And if you study, you must remember about Gaza, then you must know Hashim, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great grandfather, Hashim is buried. And Hashim, your name is Hashim, did you wonder, ponder, what does Hashim mean? So Hashim means, you must remember, to be a baker, to be a person supplying bread. When the Hujjaj, the Zaireen, the pilgrims would come, that time they would give them free bread and full food and everything. The people in charge of Zamzam water, so their portfolio was called Siqaya. Quran speaks of it. Aja'altum Siqayatum. Till today, if you go to the Zamzam drums, you will see Suqya. The people providing food for the pilgrims and that, Rifada. And the people giving in charge of the Baytullah, the Kaaba, Musharrafa, so that is called Sidana, Sadin. When I went inside, Hazrat Muhammad Yunus Patel was there in Medina, and I was in Mecca, And then I spoke to Hazrat. I told him I went inside the Baytullah, made Khatmul Quran in the Baytullah, all Allah's Fadl. And in the sujood, I thought of Hazrat Maulana, the way he cried, I could hear him, you know, crying on the phone and so forth. Then the next week, I heard he passed away. So anyway, it was 2011. The point I want to make is this. So when I entered the Baytullah, the sardine, for you Durban people, it's very easy to remember. The whole day you're looking for sardines and all that. So the person who has the keys of the Kaaba, so his name is Sardin. His title is Sardin. Sin Alif Dal Noon. So Sardin was also Abdul Qadir. Big fat guy like this. So you must remember, so everybody going to meet him and said, I'll meet him afterwards, but let me look for place. You understood? Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah, inside is the only place in the world, any direction you can read. You read this way, he read that way, this one read that way, this one read that way, all that. Wherever you get placed, you just read, you see. So that is how it is inside. Make dua, you will never lose hope in mercy of Allah. You look at the Kaaba, you cry, Ya Allah, I'm here by Kaaba, one day take me inside the Kaaba, Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala, wa ma dhalika ala Allah bi aziz. It's not difficult for Allah Ta'ala, everything is easy for Allah. So anyway, so this Hashim, they would give their food and all that free of charge. Allah speaks of them, of Hashim. Rihlat al-Shita. He was Saif. At that time there, you must remember, Makkah people were living life of abject poverty, squalor. They hardly had food and they would survive on Zamzam and like that. So he gathered the chiefs, Hashim. He was a big chief himself. He said, we can't continue like this. Summertime comes, me, I'm taking some stuff from here, and I will go to Syria. Winter time comes, I will go to Yemen. He started the import-export trade and all that hardship. Sarid, you know what is Sarid? Sarid is in Yemen, we say, Busine Khaje. My beloved mother and them used to give me a lot there. So you must remember that, you take roti, you take bread, and he started to eat, you must remember, Hashim, you take with the curry and gravy and you mix it, and then you eat it like that. The bread, the roti, and the gravy and the curry. That in Arabic you call Sarid. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I asked him, tell us who is Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, he said, Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu anha, her comparison to the other spouses and ladies is Kassarid. That how Sarid has the virtue over the other food, so Siddiqa Aisha has virtue over the other ladies. You see? So you must eat like that. And especially if your wife is still alive or your mother, tell them they must make it and tell them it tastes better when they make it and mix it for you. We make it is alright, but you know we men, we don't know how to do properly. Let them do it and then it will taste better, inshallah. So tell them this weekend and you will see, inshallah. Lot of things will start flying. You can go for Mi'raj. Never mind Rajab, now you go for Mi'raj. So anyway, so that is that Hashim. Ghazza, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, was born in Ghazza in the year 150. And you must remember, al-Imam al-Shafi'i's name is Muhammad bin Idris. His father Idris passes away, you must remember, when he was 2 years old. After the iddat, all that family make mashura, they went to Makkah. He used to drink zamzam water, al-Imam al-Shafi. He passed away 54 years old, was his age. He was only 54. So he used to drink so much zamzam, they asked him what du'as used to make. He said, I made du'a, Ya Allah, grant me ilmun wafir, abundant, profound knowledge. Ya Allah, make me a rami. When I shoot the target, I must hit the bullseye. I must hit the target. He states himself, if you read his biography, he said 9 times out of 10 I used to hit the target. See, his love for the Sunnah and Abawiyya. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni. So you must love me and you must follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkum Allah, you become the beloved of Allah jalla wala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. So Imam Shafi did that. He saw all this. And third one, so remember that Allah Ta'ala gave him tawfiq. He is to cry, beg Allah, that remember, Ya Allah, give me Jannat al-Firdaus. So that also will happen definitely, inshallah. So anyway, Imam Shafi is 7 years old. See these youngsters. He's still growing up. 7 years old, he's Hafiz already. Who's his teacher? Muslim bin Khalid Azanji. Muslim bin Khalid Azanji, African teacher. One day I was in Masjid Nabawi. Listen, I told you I want to address you important issues for us in South Africa, Africa and the whole world. This is one of them. The amount of racism we have among ourselves. We must be honest about this. If a guy from Malawi, Zimbabwe or here and there comes, how we look at them? And if a whitey comes, how we look at them? I mean, we need to be honest regarding these issues. So, my Ustad, we used to sit in his dars every day, Sheikh Umar Falata, 49 years he taught Hadith Sharif inside Masjid Nabawi. Last 20, 30 years he used to teach Hadith inside Riyazul Jannah. You know how Riyazul Jannah packed, but he used to give him place there. Where Imam Malik used to teach. So before he used to teach, we used to go to him, kiss his hand or kiss his forehead. So one day I'm in Masjid Nabawi, obviously I can't take name. So I told a South African, you see that Sheikh there, he's one of the greatest muhaddisin in the world. They're darky. You know, I could just turn around and give him a good smack, you know. You see this mentality of ours. Well, you don't get out of it. You won't go far in life. That this ta'assub. Ta'assub Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the open Mishkat Sharif, our prejudice. So you must remember, we judge people by their complexion, we judge people by their language, we judge people by which gam they came, and Palanpur, and Dabelpur, and Kolbatpur, and Chakmal. It got nothing to do with Islam. Let me be honest about all these things. These are all your Hindu customs and all this. It got nothing to do with Islam. You see your names, Desai, and all this, yeah, Patel. Oh, it's Muslim name, all this. They're all Hindu names. You must be honest about these issues. So you must get rid of this ta'assub. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love my people, and the word in Mishkat is Palestine. Is that asabiyya? He said, la. He said, what is asabiyya? Antu'inahum ala zulmin. I'm a Maimon, and I have the Maimons, and I love the Maimons, but they wrong, I still justify it. That is asabiyya. You got it now? So you can't be siding with people when they are wrong. Because we belong to the same jat. We belong to the same language group. We belong to the same country. If you're wrong, you're wrong. We must get rid of this mentality. And remember in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is mentioned that the amount of the ta'assub prejudiceness we have, then you must remember that amount of iman is snatched away from the heart of that person. You understand? One. Two, your parents. If you're not going to spend quality time, today we don't win our children with our time. We buy their love. I call this the C syndrome. And what is the C syndrome? Let's just go on with Imam Shafi quickly. Imam Shafi at the age of 7 becomes Hafiz by the African teacher. At the age of 10 by heart Muatta Imam Malik. At the age of 13, Yudarrisu fil Haram il Makki. He's already a lecturer, Ustad in Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 15, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Azanji, the African Ustad, gave him permission of fatawa. He said, you're a genius, not issuing fatawa. That is Imam Shafi from Gaza. So today also the Imam Day in Haram is called Faisal Jamil, Faisal bin Jamil al-Ghazawi. His forefathers come from Gaza. So anyway, let's carry on with the issues we have to do. You see, tell your parents, you're not going to spend quality time with your children. You just buy their love. The C syndrome, we give them clothing, we give them cell phones, we give them computers, we give them cars, we give them cash. You're just buying their love. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan." The greatest gift you must remember you can give your children is the good character. When last as parents did we speak to our daughter heart to heart? When last did we speak to our son heart to heart? We just say, do this, do this, do this. To make them and build them, they become an asset to society and not a liability. How many parents today, they tell me, you're so fortunate you don't have children. Imagine till people are fed up and our children are monsters. I don't say all cases, but many cases. You can see yourself what's happening there. We need to call a spade a spade. There's no sense carrying favor with people. Two. Third one, look at our income. Look at our income today. Go study Quran Sharif. Go study Ahadith Mubarakah and see. One Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif. Habib, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا If you don't stay away from riba and sood and vyaj and interest, if you don't abstain from it, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nowhere in the Quran will you find a crime like a wa'id, a warning like this. Open the entire corpus of hadith, you must remember, you will never find such a warning like this. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى And what is that? من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب Whosoever has enmity, hatred, For my awliyaullah, my khasan-e khuda, my special friends, faqad azantuhu bil harb. I announce war against him. 1987, Hamas were formed. Who formed Hamas? Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, rahimahullah, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, both of them murdered and martyred by Sharon, the butcher of Beirut. And when the time came, 2004, he martyred, remember Sheikh Ahmad Yasin? When the time came for Sharon to die, he died like a dog. For 8 years, Allah put him in Sakarat. Not one doctor, physician, specialist, nobody could help. That is how Allah punishes people. So don't play. There are certain special people on this earth where they understand. Just show respect, show love to them and so forth. Even today, there are certain people like that. So we need to be very careful about it. One, two other issues. Ramadan Mubarak is coming. We're reading Quran. We're fasting, Tarawih, everything. But we're not talking to our family, our uncle, our auntie, our this one, our nephew. We severed the family ties. In tawallaytum antufsidu fil ardi wa tuqattiu arhamakum. When you have power and authority, we have become so rich, we have influence. So what we do, we commit mischief, mayhem on the earth, we sever the family ties. Go to hell. I got nothing to do with you. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارُهُمْ Chapter 47, verses 22-23. Hadith Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go open Mishkat in that, أُتْرُكْهُمَا حَتَّى يَسْتَلِحَا All your ibadat actions, nothing is accepted in the court of Allah until you reconcile. The prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Allah is our reconciling. Big salam it is. Last one, brothers, we have a huge problem today because every day we receive messages and that is debts and accounts. How many of us, this masjid, this madrasa, this darum, we giving money, But our debts we're not paying. How you justify that? To give a madrasa, masjid is not compulsory. It's good, it's meritorious, it's virtuous. It's not compulsory. To pay your debts is compulsory. يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم said, for the martyr, all his sins are forgiven, but the debts are not forgiven. It's sahih hadith, open mishkan. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person passes away, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tuqzanu. Nobody enters Jannah, paradise, until the debts are paid. I mean, do we worry about these issues? So brothers, sort out all these things here, then see how Allah will raise us and so forth. Otherwise, here in South Africa, Allah alone knows what will happen. There's elections and lot of issues. So remember that which party all that you make istikhara, you ask your ulama and so forth. So the point I want to make here is this, we must change for the better, then Allah's help will come. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. If we are going to change, halat will not change, remember. See in the morning, how many people are interested in Islam, but who is there to teach them what is Islam? So all of us must make that. We got our maids, we got employees, they know everything. They know about Jazakallah, Inshallah, they know where you keep the money, but we never taught them Islam. You see? So we must think about this thing there quickly. That I want to make dua also, 1-2 minutes. So when I was a young boy, we grew up in the African township. So now that toilet was outside. So we go with the bottle. So we had one guy, John. He worked for us 30, 40 years. So he knew I used to joke. You know, I was the youngest guy. So I asked him, John, you know why we take this water? He said, of course I know why you take the water. I say, why? They say, you coolie. They call us coolie. You see, in those days. Hey, you coolie. That you'll eat all this food. Maningilo cheese. You see, you'll eat all the spicy food, so you have to wash them because maningilo cheese. All the burning spices coming out and all. What he's thinking and what we saying. But who's to blame, I'm asking him. Because we never taught him Islam. He stayed by us 30, 40 years, but who taught him Islam? How many of us teach other people Islam? Think about it properly. You got the ocean here. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You can become the bubble and the foam and be a sign of batil and falsehood. Become the water and then give the world Islam. The water is pure. They are thirsty. So give them that to quench their spiritual thirst. And that is the water. Allah Jalla wa Ala bless our Mujahideen. Allah grant our martyrs Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. We got 1-2 minutes left, inshallah. Let's make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam wa ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش الإسرائيليين وأمريكيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم أخرجهم أذلة صاغرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين يا الله reward our brothers the capital group Haji Muhammad Ikhlas all the directors of Radio Ansar the directors of Sirius FM brother Faisal Asmal Yusuf Asmal all our brothers sisters helping this ummah helping us you reward them ya Allah. Ya Allah, make all our masajid abad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spare us for Ramadan, Ya Allah. Those who are ill and sick, give them shifa-i kamil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become pakka, sacha musulman and true Muslims, Ya Allah. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah. JazakAllah khair to the imams, to all the trustees, all the musallis. Make dua for us also. And make dua for the ummah also. Allah Ta'ala make easy for everybody. Wa akhiru da'wah.